Okay, today's daf is daf lamedal. So we're in the midst of a sugi right now about accumulated with the rabbi minayim. We were talking yesterday about a situation where there could be a tevicha that could lead to a chiyamisa at the same time dal v'hei, even though in general we say kimle b'drabi minei, but here is different. And we said the situation was where a person, the ganav, had appointed a shliach to do the tvicha. So the shliach is subject to the issur of shchita they did on Shabbos or to avodah zarah. He's chayv misa, but the mishalech, the ganav, is chayv dal v'hei. And even though in general ain't shliach l'dvar aver, this is one of the exceptions based on a drasha that tvicha de acher is chayv dal v'hei. So that's how you have a situation whereby this tvicha will lead to misa for one person and dal v'hei to another person. So Gemara says, if that's really the case, that tvicha can take place ad the acher, it could lead to a dal v'hei, chiv dal v'hei, in addition to being chiv misa, asks the Gemara the last two lines of Lamed Gimel Mibbeis, eat, but tovech, ad the acher, mai tamayu di rabbanan depate. How can rabbanan say in this case, that if tevich ad the acher, why would there be a p'tur dal v'hei? If it's two different people doing the tevicha, and one person responsible for the stealing, shouldn't the mishalech be chayv dal v'hei since it's ayde acher? So the Gemara says, you're right, but man chacham, the chacham are the opinion of Rabbi Shimon on the top of Lama Dalet. And Rabbi Shimon holds, the amar shchita she'ene ru'uya lo shma shchita. When it comes to halachas of dal v'hei, that shchita must be a kasher shchita. And even though the shchita might be a good ma'aser shchita, but since the result is going to be usher, that's not called the shchita, and it cannot result in dal v'hei. So if the mishalech, ruin, let's say, is the mishalech, he appoints Shimon to do the tvicha, so Shimon is chai misa because he did a tvicha on Shabbos or Tavodah Zarah, but the mishalech, ruin, is pater, because in the end, since the shchita is not going to result in a heter, so there is no chi of dal v'hei. That's the shchita of Rabbi Shimon again, that shchita she'ein ru'uya lo shma shchita. If you look at Rashi, just to say this, a top line Rashi, the last word, Rashi writes, we're going to wait for the Gemara for this. So now the Gemara says, so this all makes sense, hatinach avodas kochavim. The Shor Niska, those two cases make sense that when you shecht for Avodah Zarah, or you shecht the Shor Niska, that animal remains usher, there's no heter, so the shchita ain't ruya. Says Rashi, hatinach avodas kochavim de zivche meisim masum. When you shecht Avodah Zarah, that becomes usher, there's no matir of shchita. The chain shur, says Rashi, haniskal, dishemish nigmar dino asr b'hana. When the nigmar din takes place, even if you shecht the shur properly, it's asr. So that makes sense. But the shchita doesn't work. So the shchita doesn't work. There cannot be a dal v'hei obligation. Asks Gemara, however, ela shchita Shabbos, shchita ru'uyahi. When it comes to shechting an animal on Shabbos, even though there's an isr, there's a mlach involved, the shur is still permitted. The animal is still mutter afterwards. The Tanah, the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Shabbos, the din of Hashochei b'Shabbos b'Yom HaKippurim, person shech, actually mentioned in Maseches Chulin, person shechs on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, afa pish mischai benafsha, even though it's chai misa for violating a melacha on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, shchitaso ksher, it's a good shchita, you could still eat from that meat, it's still mutter. So in that case, it's actually shchita ru'uya, and it should lead to chiv daveh. To which Gemara says, no, safer la Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. He holds that, like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, that Maisa Shabbos, when a person does a melach on Shabbos, the result is actually usher, won't be mutter, against this mishnah. Who's Rabbi Yochanan Sandler? Kedetani, the Braisa says a three-way machlokas when it comes to Maisa Shabbos, when a person does a melach on Shabbos, is that object going to be mutter or usher? So the first opinion is, a mevashel b'Shabbos b'shogig. A person who accidentally cooks on Shabbos, yochel, he's allowed to eat it that day. B'meiz, if he does it on purpose, lo yochel, divi reb meir, cannot eat it. Rashi explains he can eat it, however, others can eat it. And then Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'shogeg Yochel Mota Shabbos. B'shogeg, if he accidentally cooks, he can eat that day, but he must wait until after Shabbos is over, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But B'mezer lo Yochel Lamas, but if that which was done on purpose, he can't eat forever. However, others can eat afterward. So they argue about the Shogeg case, whether Shogeg can be eaten on Shabbos itself or Mota Shabbos. And comes along the third opinion, this is the opinion that we wanted, that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer, B'shogeg Yochel Matzah Shabbos, when it comes to Shogeg, you have to wait until after Shabbos, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but if it happened, if it Yochel Matzah Shabbos, L'chayim, V'lolo, only others may eat it after Shabbos, but not himself, if it was done B'shogeg, but if it was done B'mezid, Lo Yochel Olamis L'lo, V'lochayim, not only can he not eat it, but no one else could benefit from it either. So you see that here, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds, a Maisa Shabbos is Usser, so a Shchita done on Shabbos, the guy's chai misa, and also the shur is usr, so that's consistent of a shchita sheni ruya, and that's why it doesn't result in a dal v'hei, even though the tvicha was done ayde acher. Now the Gemara wants to know, how does Rabbi Yochanan Tandler know this? My time, the Rabbi Yochanan Tandler, that everyone could, no one could benefit from the Maisa Shabbos. Rabbi Yechia, a pischa de Bein Nasi. He made the drasha at the entranceway to the house of the Nasi. We shmartim as a Shabbos ki kodesh hu lachem. The Shabbos must be preserved because it's kodesh. So what's his drasha? Ma kodesh asur bachila. Just like that which is hektish, you can't eat af ma'isa Shabbos asurin bachila. Ask the Gemara, okay, if you can't eat kodesh, you can't eat Shabbos. Maybe take it one step further. Ima kodesh is not only asur bachila, it's also asur bihana. Af ma'isa Shabbos should be asur bihana. Tamalomer lachem shelachem yihu. It should be yours. You could benefit. Although you can't eat from it, you could still benefit from it somehow. So yachal, one might think afilu bishogig. Even if one did this accidentally, it should be asur to eat. Tamalomer michale mosumas. The context is b'mezin amarti lecha v'lo bishogig. The issur of eating is only when it was done b'mezin. No one can eat from it. But if it's done b'shogeg, one can't from eat from it. So we see from here that Shabbos is connected to Hekdesh, and that's how Rabbi Yochanan Tandler knows that Ma'aseh Shabbos, in fact, is going to be Usser. And that's again why Shechita She'ein Aruya, Lo Shmei Shechita, Bein Avodah Zara, Bein Shor Nitzkal, and Bein Shabbos. And that's why he holds, the Rabbanan at least told, there is no Chiv Dal V'Hei, even when the Tvicha took place Ayde Acher. So now the Gemara wants to know, this Ma'aseh Shabbos of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, is this an Isser Deraisa, or rather is it a Chalos Deraisa or Chalos Midrabanim? So Gemara explained to this, Machlokis Pligi Bar Rav Acha through Rav Ina, Chad Amar Ma'aseh Shabbos is a Deraisa, we just brought a Pasuk, but Chad Amar it's only Dirabanim. So Man Damar Deraisa, one who felt that Ma'aseh Shabbos is Usser to benefit or eat from rather, that's Deraisa Kedamr, like we just said above, that's a Drasha, it says Kodesh. Man Damar Dirabanim, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kodesh he kodesh, vein maaseh kodesh. No, the drasha means when we call Shabbos kodesh, Shabbos itself is a zman of kodesh, but the actions of Shabbos are not compared to hekdesh, in which case, maaseh Shabbos, that's usher, to eat is only a midirabanan isser. Ulman damar rabban, those who hold that maaseh Shabbos is only the rabbanan, so then we have to go back to square one. My tamayo the rabbanan. The rabbanan said above that tovech aydei acher, the din would be there's no dal v'hei, so it made sense by Vodah Zara and Shor Nitzkal, those are aser to eat midiraisa. So that's why there's no dal v'hei. It's not shechita ruya. But Shabbos, on a deraisa level, Shabbos actually, Ma'aseh Shabbos is actually mutter. So Chachamim should say that there should be a chiv dal v'hei in the case of a tevicha on Shabbos. And Gemara says, Einachanami, right. Ki ka pati rabbanan, rabbanan say your patim dal v'hei, that's only ashar, only a Vodah Zara and Shor Nitzkal. But Einachanami, if tevech aydei acher was on Shabbos, that food on the rice level is actually mutter and would result in a chiv davhei, because that is called a shechita ru'uya. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, let's fine tune a little bit this understanding. Tovech l'avodas chacham, when a person shechs avodah zarah, we just said above that will be a shechita sheina ru'uya and won't result in davhei. So kevin de shachet be purta itzar le'idach. So the moment he shechs the first part of the neck of the animal to avodah zarah, now that whole animal becomes a shame of Odezar and Asr. And ki katavach, when he shechs the rest of it, lav demari katavach, it's not his. That to be chayv davahei has to be owned by the person for you to steal it and to shecht it. But the moment you do it the shame of Odezar, it now becomes of Odezar, and there can't be a chayv davahei anymore. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi just for a second. Rashi writes here that lav demari katavach, the moment you shecht it becomes aser vodah zara, v'chiyuva de tashlumei arba v'chamisha tivicha ksibahu v'agmar shechita lo mechayv, until the end of it you're not chayv davahei, u'mekame de matar gemar shechita, before you reach the end of the shechita, itasra b'hana, it's aser de gehana abahalea, u'mehi shaita after they minate, it's no longer owned by the baal, de'i isa lo hajib be'enya, if you wanted to return it, you can't return it, lo da lav demarihu. In other words, the chiv davahei is only when the owner still has bilis. But the moment you shecht the first inch of that animal, becomes an iser avodah zarah. It's no longer owned by the baal, and there shouldn't be a chiv davahei at that moment. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a good question. This is a particular situation whereby Amar Rava, Be'omer b'gemar zvicha hu ovda. He had a special kavana that when he was shechting this animal, l'shem avodah zarah, it was only that the chalos avodah zarah will take place at the end. But if Eina Chanami, the beginning of a shechita, he had in mind to have this chalos avodah zarah, it wouldn't be chayv davahei, because the moment he put the knife into it, for Avodah Zarah. It's no longer under the Baal's jurisdiction and a Ptur. But again, this case is where I want the Avodah Zarah to be Chal only at the end. So in other words, the whole Shechita was still under the Bailus of the Baal, and that's why there's a Chiyuv Dal Vehei in the case of Avodah Zarah. Gemara asks a similar question. When it comes to Shor Niskal, Lavdi Dehu to Katav, it's not his. Once a Shor Niskal has a Nigmar Gemar Din, it's now Aser Bano, it's not owned by the Baal anymore. So one Shecht, it shouldn't be Chayiv Dal Vehei. So Gemara again makes no Kimta, Omer Rabba, Hocha B'mayaskin. What's the case here? Kagon Shemaser L'Shomer, where Reuven gave it to a Shomer Shimon to watch. And while it's in the possession of the Shomer Shimon, V'hizik B'beis HaShomer, and it causes damage while under the Shomer's watch. The Nigmar Dina B'beis Shomer, and got the Gemar Din as well while in the base of Shomer. The Gunvo Ganav M'beis HaShomer, and then someone stole it while being a Shor Niskal in the house of the Shomer. And the din is, Reb Meir holds, Savala Krebi Yaakov, the Savala Krebi Shimon. Who is Reb Yaakov? Who is Reb Shimon? Savala Krebi Yaakov, Damar Af Mishin Nigmar Dino Hichser Shomer Labailava Muchser. Even though at a Gemar Din, and even though it's Aser Bahana, if Shimon the Shomer returns that animal that has a Gemar Din back to Reuven, the original owner, that's considered a good return, even though there's no mamonis, there's no value to the animal because it's Aser Bahana, but you still return the object, that's called the Chazar. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. And he also holds Savar La Karebi Shimon, Damar Davar Hagarim, the Mamon Dami. That if you cause a person indirect damage, that's caused. That's considered causing a damage to a person. So you look at Rashi, just put this together. Rashi writes, if you look at Rashi around six narrow lines up, Hechziro Shomer Lebalav Muchser. If you return, the Shomer returns the animal back to the Baal, that's called returning. Darmalei Torah Ashlimilei, Torah Ashlimilach. You gave me an ox, here's your ox back. Bimamon Kimamon Dami. Behind Nami here as well. Afogav Delo Shavid Midi. Even though this Shor Niska, while I was watching it as the Shomer, has no value anymore, it's Garm the Mamon, who it still can cause a damage in money. The Chilase by the Shumelei Torah Malia. Because if I don't return this animal, I have to pay out of pocket. So even though this has no value that you could use from it, but still, if I don't return this Shor Niskal to you, I have to pay money. So something that's Gori Mamon is considered Kimamon Dami. And that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, says Rashi, the Baba Kama, Beperak Maruba. Kodshim Shechai Bachar Yusan, that there's Kodshim, I have to, if I lose the Kodshim, I need to replace it. Misham Arbav Chamish, if it gets stolen, the Ganav has to pay Dal Vehei, Mishim Degarm the Mamonu, because if I can't pay my carbon, he takes it away, even though a carbon has no value to me, it still can cause me a loss. V'yafal Gav the Hektesh La Mamon Bailamu, in the end of the day, since it could cause a monetary damage, that's considered Kamamon Dummy. So here as well, there's a situation that you're right, even though Shor Niskal, you can't get enough from it, but there's still some level of bilis that exists, whereby since it causes damage, that's enough of an ownership to be subject to the din of Dalid Vehe. Fine, so now the Gemara says, this whole discussion we just had was all under the assumption that with a Tovech Ayde Acher, where again the Mishalech had appointed a Shliach to do the Tvicha. So when that Shliach did the Tvicha on Shabbos of Avodah Zarah, he's Chai Misa, but the Mishalech is Chai Dal Vehe. That was all the assumption of this whole Amr. But now Rabbah gives no. Rabbah Amar Liolam B'Tovech Ayde Atam. Really is when Reuven does the Tvicha himself. That's the situation, and there's still Chiv Dal Vehe. How come there's a Chiv Dal Vehe? If he does the Shechita on Shabbos, he does a Shechita to Avodah Zarah, isn't Reuven Chai Misa now? And shouldn't we say Kimle B'di Rabbi Minei? So how can we say it's Chai Misa and also Dal Vehe? So the Gemara explains, on Amar Beis now, explains the following Chiddush. Rabbi Meir on the top of Lamed Dalam Beis says, Rabbi Meir holds, Loke U'Mishalim Islei. Rabbi Meir, as we've seen already before, that you can get a double punishment. When the two punishments is Malkos and Tashumim, you pay both. But Meisu Misham Lesa, but he holds, when it comes to Misa and Mamon, you don't get both, you only get one. That's Kimlevi the Rabbi Minei. So the question becomes again, so here's a case of Misa and Mamon. The case of Misa, because Tavicha on Shabbos, and Mamon of Dal Vehei should be potter from Mamon. How can it be Chiv Dal Mamon? He says, that's only Misa and Mamon, but this is Misa and Kenas. Kenas is a whole different world. Shiny honey, these cases are different. Dal Vehei, the Chidishu, Shechidshu Torah, the Torah is Mechadish, that the Kenas, that Afagav de Mikdal Misham, even though he's getting a Chiyamisa, there could still be a Kenas, the penalty as well. There's a difference of Mamon versus Kenas. Mamon is whenever you pay the damage or whatever you cause. You stole something, the Keren, that's called Mamon. You damage property, you pay the value. Kanas is wherever you're paying something different than the damage. Shloshim shekel, a person, the animal kills an eved, Kanani, for example, you pay shloshim shekel. The shloshim shekel does not correspond at all to the value of the eved. It could be more money, it could be less money. Shloshim shekel is when the price does not match the value that's been caused. Dal v'hei, kefil, these are all things that are more than the damage that has been caused. That's the definition of kanas. There is a chiddush that in addition to misa, one would also pay kanas. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi writes, Rabbi Meir, top line, Ba'alma, in general, the Tashlumi Mamon, less lay Meish Masham. Generally, when there's Meish Masham, there is no payment of Mamon as well. However, Hacha, Tashlumi Arba, V'chamisha, which are Knasheim, the penalties, V'chol Mishva Knas, whenever it comes to Knas, it's a Chiddush. The fact you have to pay more, that's a Chiddush. The penalty is a Chiddush of Torah. The Hilkach paying Dalvehe, that's not, doesn't make sense. That's a Chiddush of the Torah. The Hilkach Afagav de Mikdal, even though he gets killed, Nami lo Miftar Mineh, he's not exempt from the payment of Knas as well. And that's where Remeir says that even though the Tovech, Aide Atzmo, he's getting a Misa, but he also has to pay out of pocket the Knas as well. So Gemara then says, this is actually Rabba L'Shitasa. The Oz, the three lines down, Oz, the Rabba L'Tame, Dama Rabba, Rabba holds, Haya Gedi, Gun of Lo, if the Gedi was already stolen, he already stole a goat. The Tavcha B'Shabbos, and the Tavicha took place on Shabbos, he's Chayiv to pay the Knas as well, of Dal Behei, why? Because he stole before Shabbos, so the Geneva took place on Thursday, so he's chayv to pay kefil. And then he shechs on Shabbos, so the shechting plus the davahe, we just said above, that a kenas, you have to pay, there's no kimnei by kenas. So that's why you pay the kenas davahe. If, however, gunav v'tavach b'Shabbos, if the stealing took place on Shabbos as well, then he's actually potter from the davahe. Why is that? Shim ein geneva ein tvicha vein mechira. Because when he stole on Shabbos, the stealing, the initial payment of keren, of geneva, that's not a knas, that's actually the tashlumim. So he's pater from paying for the geneva, because on Shabbos it took place, he picked up on the Rishus Rabim, so he violated Hotsa, which is chimisa, which exempts him from the initial keren of geneva, that's kimnei b'di rabimineh. And once there's no payment of the keren, you can't have dal v'hei unless there's a chi of keren to start with. So if the Chi of Karen came during the weekday, then you can have Dalvehe on Shabbos. But if the Chi of Karen came on Shabbos, once you're punter from the Karen, you're punter from the Dalvehe as well. Look how Rashi says this. Says Rashi on five narrow lines down, Gana v'tavach b'Shabbos, if the Geneva also took place on Shabbos, the Chi of Mamon de Karen, Osaleh b'sa Shabbos, punter, the Kaimelon ein meis mishalim b'chevin de Akeren lo mechayv, since you have a chayv for the Karen, which took place on Shabbos, Kanas nami lo mashalim, the tashlume dal vehe amar rahmano, lo tashlume shlosh v'arba. Because if you don't play the keren, then you only have to pay 4 and 3 times. The din is you pay 5 and 4, you don't pay 4 and 3. So that's why you're potter according to Rabba. So then the Gemara says back inside, v'amar Rabba. Rabba says in a similar case, haya gedi gan of lo, the guy stole a gedi, he stole a goat, v'tavcho b'machtes, and while he's tunneling underneath the person's house to steal more, and then he shechs the gedi. Then he's chayv. Why is he chayv to pay? When it comes to bab machteres, the Gemara tells us based on the pasuk that bab machteres, the baal habayis, could kill the ganav who's tunneling into his house. There's a chiyam misa on the head of the bab machteres. So the chiyam misa, even though it's a chiyam misa, since the dal v'hei is a knas, you have to pay the knas as well. He's chayv. Shekvar is chayv b'gnev because the gneva, the chiyav keren, took place kodem. He started tunneling through. Sheyavol like it's a machteres. However, if while tunneling into the guy's house, he's ganav v'tavach b'machteres, in the machteres itself, he steals, he's pater from the dalvehe. Why? Since he's pater from the geneva, which is keren and mamon, mesh masham, you only have mace, he's pater from the keren, memeli is pater from the knas as well, because shim ein geneva, ein tvicha vein mechir. So a very similar structure to that of Shabbos. So ask Samara Tricha, why do you need a case of telling me the Shabbos din and machteres? It's the same exact structure. If the geneva took place when there's a chi misa, he's pater from dalvehe. The Gneva took place before the Misa, then it's Chayiv in Dalveh, you're Chayiv in a Knas. The Gemara said you need both cases because it's a Chiddush. Diyash me'inan Shabbos, Mishum di Isur Isur Olam. That's a much more serious Avera. It's an Isur Olam, it always exists. The guy's Machal Shabbos, he's a Chi Misa forever. Aval Machteres di Isur Shas Shahi. The Chi Misa only exists so long that he's in the Machteres. But once he steps out of the Machteres, there's no longer an Isur Shabbos, a Chi Misa on him. Amalo, maybe in that instance, maybe we should say they should be chayv the gneva. There shouldn't be kimle b'di rabbi mine. And the flip side, vi ashmin and machteres, Maybe you could suggest Machteris is more Machmir than Shabbos in that Mishum de Machteraso Zuhi Asaraso. By every other Chiyamisa, there's a need to be master of the guy. Give him a warning before you're going to get killed. The Machteris, there's already understood, you're warned. By you coming to the guy's house, we don't need a formal warning. You know you're endangering yourself. Since there's no need for Asra, maybe we should be more Machmir by the case of Machteris. And there we should say this din of he's potter from the Geneva because Kim Levi the Rabbi Mune. Baba Shabbos, Dibai Asra, there it needs a Hasra. Maybe it's less stringent than Machteris. Emolo, Tricha, that's why we have to teach both Shabbos and Machteris cases because each one has a Chumra in its own right. So now the Gemara says from Rav Papa, which seems almost identical to that which we saw from Rabba, and then we ask, what exactly is his chiddush here? So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Hayisa para gnuvalo. If in this case it's a cow as opposed to a gedi, let's say he stole a cow. And during the week, v'tavcha b'Shabbos, and then he shechted it on Shabbos, his cow, he's chayiv shekvar nischayiv b'gneva during the week, kodim shiavol l'day isur Shabbos, like we saw before, the gneva took place during the week, he's already chayiv the karen, and the knas took place on Shabbos, we don't say, mace, knas, patav the knas, you're chayiv the knas, that's the chiddush. If, however, Hayisa para she'ulalo, if he was borrowing the cow, v'tavcha b'Shabbos and shechted on Shabbos, then he would be pot in that particular case. If you look at Rashi writes, Hayisa para she'ulalo, v'tavcha b'Shabbos potter. Why? Dahi shaita the katavcha, if I'm borrowing the animal, or someone's borrowing the animal, if Reuben's borrowing the animal, so he's borrowing it, and the moment he shechted the animal that he's borrowing, gazale, the gazela took place memare, the moment he shechted it, umeso mamon ban kechet. Because when the guy Reuven's borrowing it, there's no gzeila there. He's allowed to borrow. He had permission. The moment he shechs it on Shabbos, the shechita, the tvicha, and the geneva take place at the same moment, all on Shabbos. So once Shabbos exempts him from the geneva piece, it also exempts him from the tvicha piece as well. So pretty much the same thing as what Rabbah said above. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha, Brei de Rava, the Rav Ashi. Rav Papa, Para Asa L'Shminim. So what's Rav Papa teaching us? He's teaching us, Rabbah only taught us by Gedi. He's telling us the same halacha now by para, because you might think a cow would be different than a gdi. Meaning, what's he saying? It's just a strange, it's not a real question. It's saying, what's the chiddush of papa that we didn't know already from Rabba? Just because he uses a different animal, that's not the chiddush, obviously. So the Gemara says that no, Amar Le Rapapa Shu'ula. He's coming to teach us the din of Shula, that by Shula, the same halacha would apply. Meaning what? Saka Daita Chamina, I would have thought by the case of Shula, Hov Amar Rapapa, Mishas Mashicha, the moment Reuven borrows from Shimon the animal, he's chayv to start feeding the animal. He should be chayv from onus already from the beginning. We'll look at Rashi in a second. Kamashman, that's not the case. So look at Rashi to appreciate this. Rashi says, a little bit further down in the Rashi, Hachanami, Nema Mishas She'ela Ram Yala Chiv Keren. The Chiv Keren ready should exist perhaps the moment he borrowed it. He should be chayv Shabbos rather for shechting on Dalvehe. He should be chayv in Shabbos. The chiv Gneva maybe doesn't take place on Shabbos. The chiv Gneva takes place the moment he borrowed it during the week. So maybe the halacha should be if he borrowed during the week, he should be chayv Dalvehe. Kamash Blan says Rashi that kaven de chokama de isa, so long as the animal is still up and alive and well, the dinet hodra be'ena haushaiti, he can return the animal. The katavichla that he shechted, kakazulai. So the halacha is that you thought maybe if he borrowed it, the chiv geneva took place in the beginning of the week when he borrowed it. The chiddush is no, that the moment he shechs it, that's when the chiv geneva kicks in, the moment he shechs it. And since that was on Shabbos, you're not chayv to pay gzela, and once you're not chayv to pay gzela, you're not chayv to pay the dal v'hei either. So now the Gemara says further, Amar Rava. Rava says, let's say the situation is hiniach lehen avin parashul. Let's say a father died, and he left behind an animal that he was borrowing from somebody else. The din is that the children can be mishtamshin ba kol yimei she'elaso. They're allowed to continue to borrow this animal and use the animal that the father had borrowed. Mesa, if the animal dies, however, ein chayavim ba'onse. They're not chayav to pay for an onus. They only had the heter to use it, but they did not have the heter, they did not have the requirements to pay for any damage. Now, the Rush actually says, if the owner says to the children, listen, I'll let you continue to borrow this, if you agree to take upon the chiv onsen, they have to agree to that. But this is a situation in the Gemara whereby they didn't make any agreement. It was understood that the children could continue to use their father's animal that was borrowed, but they're not chayvin in the onsen. Now, let's say they thought kisvurin shavin hu. They thought this animal was actually their father's. They didn't realize he was borrowing. They thought it was their father's. But tafchu, they shechted the animal, thinking it was their father's. V'achlu, they ate it. The din is, so what do? They didn't know it was borrowed. Mishalman demei basar bazul. They have to pay back the owner, but they don't have to pay the actual value of the cow. It's enough to pay the cheapest amount. Since they got hunda from someone's property, they're not fully responsible because they didn't know, so they have to pay something to the original owner. Let's say the father left some property, then they would have to use the property to pay. So unclear what this line is going on. The Gemara says, is it going in the Reisha or is it going in the Seifa? And the Rashi will explain what's going on here. Ika de Amasila, this last line of the father left behind, Acharayos Nechasim, some say it's referring to the Reisha. Vik de Masila Aseifa. So what does that mean? I'll just read the Rashi, the Gemara, and we'll read Rashi's. Man de Masila Reisha, Koshkin Aseifa, who plead their papa. Man de Masila Aseifa, Avaresha lo, behind their papa. So what does that mean? So look at Rashi to plug everything in. Rashi says, look at Rashi, Ika Damasi Aresha. Those who learn this statement that the father left behind a Achraus Nechasim, they have to pay. Some say that's referring to the Resha. Lahai Heniach Lehenavian, Achraus Nechasim Chayav Nishan. That line, Arminan de Chayavim, Beonsin, De Shabed, Nechasim, Davun, Mechaim, Mishash, Shela. That they, although the children don't have to pay if it died Beonsin, if something onus happened, but if there was a property, if there's a lien on the father's property, then they would have to pay from the property. He wouldn't have to pay out of pocket it, but the nechasim from the father would have to pay, because they assume that the moment the she'ela took place, there's already a lien on the father's property, so although the children don't have to pay, the property has to pay. Kol shekein, aseifa, certainly in the seifa, kisha tafchu v'achlua, certainly the seifa, when the children shechted the animal, certainly they'd have to pay for the property if there's nechasim achraus there. And the pligi their papa, that argues their papa. How does it argue, says Rashi? Darmaleel, he said above, hahi shaita dimati le'onsin, the moment the onus took place, hu dasachiv aleh, lo mishash shela. He said above that the gzela, the moment you shechted it, that's when the chiv takes place, not the moment of the shela. So remember, we have 2 points above. Do we say that chiv onsin is mishash shela, or is the chiv kicking mishash gzela? So according to this understanding right now, that it begins from mishash shela, that's against her papa, who thinks it begins for Shas Gezela. But if you learn the flip side, the Gemara says, Rashi explains, Ik the Masila Seifa, that the parent, the father's property, has to pay the property, pay the damage. That's only if they shechted it. But if there's a situation whereby an onus happened, then the property would not have to pay the damages. That assumes that the Shas Sheila is not the Chiv when the lien on the property, rather only the Shas Mice later on, the Shas Gezela. That's when the chiv kicks in. That's in line with their papa, says above. So this machlokes, whether it's in the Reish or the Seifa, will either agree with their papa or argue with their papa. So now the Gemara says at the bottom here. Gemara says that Bishma Rabbi Yochanan lo amar kreish lakish. Now we're going back to what he said, this machlokes in the Mishnayos, whether or not you have the chiv to pay Knas and the Malkos. We had the Mishnah and Malkos that said one way, and the Mishnah here says another way. Rabbi Yochanan said the difference is if there's Hasra for Malkos, there's chiv Malkos. If there's no Asra for Malkos, so then there's no Malkos. That's the difference of whether there's a Malkos or not, whether there's Asra or not. Rish Lakish argued, Rish Lakish says, no, that they're both true. You hold like Rabbi Meir Shita, that there's a Lokim Mashalim, they both do both. You pay both, and you get Malkos as well. And there's no Stira, both Mashalas are true. So Gemara now wants to know, I understand, Bishma, this makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan, lo amar kreish Lakish. He didn't hold like Rish Lakish, the Kamokim Lak Rabbanim, because he wanted to pass like Rabbanim, who hold Lokim Mashalim, Mishalem, you don't get both punishments. So it makes all the sense in the world why Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like Rabbi Meir, Reish Lakish's understanding. Ela Reish Lakish, my time alo amak Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Reish Lakish prefer the position of Yochanan, who held like Rabbanan, that Lokum Mishalem Mishan? That would make more sense to assume the Mishas are like Rabbanan. So Amalach, Reish Lakish says, I'll tell you why. Because Kevan de'ilu asribe pater, if he were to get warned like Rabbanan, if there were to be a Hasra for Malkos, so then there would be Malkos and no Mammon. So that's the case. Kilo Asube Nami Pater. Reish Lakish holds, even if there was not a Hasra, there should still be a Ptur of Tashumim. Meaning when it comes to Kimle B'Dirabi Minei, it doesn't only mean when there's Lamaisa, a Misa, and a Mammon, the Misa knocks out the Mammon. Even if there's a theoretical Misa, even though Lamaisa is not getting the Misa, but a Misa that has a Misa attached to it, even though he's not getting it, that Misa alone could envelop the mamun, as he goes on to explain. And Reish Lakish and Yochanan both agree, the Chiyosir of Demon, Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael. He reported this machlokes, that Amar, Chayave Misos Shogigin, Vachayave Mikos Malkos Shogigin. Let's say a guy did a Misa that had a Misa attached to it. or Maisa, there's a Malchus attached to it, but he did it b'shogeg. If there's shogeg, there's no punishment there, but there's a davar acher, and there's also a tashlumin punishment, so b'yochanan amar chayiv. Because since you're not getting a Misa, you're not getting a Malchus because of shogeg, so of course you're getting tashlumin. There's no kimnei b'drabimine. Kimnei b'drabimine, according to Shalach Gashiz, you don't get two punishments, you only get one punishment. In this case of chayiv shogegin, there's no punishment of Misa or Malchus, so of course you pay the punishment of mammon. For Shalach Gashiz mechadesh, we don't go based on onshin. We go based on a maisa. If a guy did a maisa that even though it doesn't result in a punishment, but it's a maisa chil shamus, it's a maisa whatever it is, that has a, even though it's shogeg, that maisa is strong enough to wipe out a maisa of mammon. Kivish lakish amar yupater. Rabbi Yochanan amar, why you chayev to lo asibe? There's no warning. He didn't get warned for the malkos, so the maisa has no punishment, so of course you pay the mammon. Rish lakish amar, no, yupater. Because Kevin the Ilu Asibe, because had they been warned for the Malkos of the Misa, it would have been put there from the Mammon, Kilo Asibe, even when you don't get warned for the Misa and the Malkos, even though there is a punishment that is more worse, still, Beinami Pater, you're still going to be put there from the Mammon as well, because it sounds like a simple understanding here, the Machlokas of Yochanan Shlok is a very long Machlokas, that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that Kimne Vidalimene works through the Onish, only one Onish at a time, Rish Lakish says it goes based on the Misa. I don't care if there's an onus or not. I don't care if it's shogin. I don't care if there's an asra. If it's a maisa that's resulted, related to a stringent maisa of a misa or a malkos, that will exempt a person from paying any money. Okay? We will stop here and everybody have a wonderful day.